Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ala innahum humus sufahao. Be aware that they are the fools. Muslims are not fools, they are the fools. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them fools? Is it tit for tat? Or is it for another reason? Or in reality they are fools. What is the reason? There are reasons. The reasons are that these hypocrites, they give preference to something which is perishable over something which is everlasting. And that is akhirah. So therefore, they are fools because a fool can do this. An intelligent person will never give preference to something which is perishable over something which is everlasting. And the second reason that hypocrites were called fool, that they were presenting their silly thoughts against strong and based proofs. Proofs that had validity and base and reason. They refused that with their silly thoughts. Therefore, they were fools. And the third reason is that a person who is a guest of two whoms he will remain hungry. Because one host will think, maybe he has eaten from that house, the other host will think he has eaten from this house. But this guest is hungry. So rather be a guest of one house instead of being guest of two houses. It's a beautiful example. So in reality, their activities were that the Muslims will be happy with us and the kuffar would be happy with us, but in reality, none of them were happy with them. Because Muslims also thought they're not with us, and the kafirs also thought they're not with us. Therefore, they belonged no way. And the fourth reason that's mentioned, that their trick could only be played if Muslims did not know their true condition. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed them, and their condition became known to the Muslims. Now, how fool they are that they're still playing their tricks in order to deceive Muslims. I mean, if Muslims didn't know, then it's a different story. But if Muslims knew, and these hypocrites have been exposed, then still if they play their tricks, they can only be fools. That's why they are called fools in Quran-e-Kareem. And the fifth reason is that they went against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And going against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is indeed going against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And the one who goes against Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he can never find success, he can never find respect. And he can only be the one who is foolish and who has no intellect and who has got no understanding. Its example is that if someone wants to get cure, he drinks a glass of poison. If he drinks a glass of poison, will he get cure from the sickness? No. He'll kill himself. And who could he be who wants to drink poison in order to cure his sickness? A fool. So this is the example of hypocrites, that they want the favors of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but they go against the messenger of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore they became the enemies of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal.